Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Adam Bednar, who covers real estate for the Daily Record. Adam, it looks like there really is quite a boom going on in the city right now. It's really quite remarkable. Wherever you look, you see cranes.
Yeah, there's a lot of building, especially with residential apartments that are still happening, especially in downtown. A lot of conversions, a lot of new construction, like 414 Light Street. That's going to be that luxury giant tower right down there at the right at Light Street where the old McCormick facilities used to be, right there on the harbor. So everywhere you turn around, there's a ton of residential development going on. And that's a really good thing for the city, especially after all the breath-holding after what happened in April of 2015, and people were really concerned about what that would do to investment.
Well, You're talking about the Freddie Gray issue, of course.
And so far what we've seen is that has really not had an impact on the real estate investment in town. And if you listen to groups like the Downtown Partnership, they'll say that the apartments that are there are 95% rented, and that's incredible.
It's sort of replacing a lot of the retail that people were so worried about, isn't it?
I think to an extent, there's a lot of things that are happening in retail, and retailers want to be closer to their customers. So you're going to see a lot of smaller retailers try to come into these residential developments and do more of a mixed use. So there's just more convenient for the retailers that way, who are really struggling in the era of online buying. Everyone's going to Amazon. Everyone's doing Black Monday or Cyber Monday shopping. So the brick and mortar retailer isn't having such a hard time of it. And there's a lot of consternation in that section of commercial real estate where they kind of want to know what's going to happen. And one of the things they're looking for is being more convenient and being in these mixed use areas.
Are we talking about being near the water? What is the new attraction of Baltimore, do you think?
I think a lot of it remains to be around the water. Unfortunately, a lot of these parcels are being gobbled up. So we're going to start to hopefully see it spread out into some of the other neighborhoods. And you're starting to see it, some of the commercial redevelopment push into areas like Mount Vernon and more on the west side of downtown. But a lot of the major attraction for many of these is still the views of the Inner Harbor.
Is all of this helping the tax base of the city?
It is. A lot of these are getting a tax credit. There's a 10 and 15 year tax credit, depending on where you are in the city, that, you know, at first is as high as 80% that you're getting off. But it depends who you talk to. Some people say, well, we shouldn't have the incentive. But others say we wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for the incentive. And so, you know, after the 10 to 15 year period, these properties will eventually be paying that full property tax.
This is good news for the new mayor, I would say.
I would think so. Can't see they're being too upset about it.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Adam Bednar, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.